Page Road.
Yes. Thank you very kindly. And now we're going to preach the gospel.
Amen.
I've been trying to find out what I want to bring to you this morning, but I had one thing in mind, Brother Ricky, but the Holy Spirit turned that thing around. So if you'll turn to your Bibles to Luke, the 15th chapter, the 11th through the 24th verses. Luke 15:11-24. May we bow our heads in prayer. Father, I stretch my hand to thee. No other help I know. If thou withdraw thyself from me, where, oh where, shall I go? Father, we come this morning asking that you breathe upon this the message that you have given to us today. Simple though it may be, it's based upon your word. So let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer, the master. Did you ever pick up a shiny, glossy, red apple and bite down on it and get that bitter taste? And you knew there was a worm in that cellar somewhere, huh? Well, children, the devil has got some very pretty apples.
Yeah.
They sure do look good.
Yeah.
And I'm here to tell you this morning that everyone that you see of the devil's apples are thorns. And after you bite into them, you're going to die.
That's right.
That every one of them have one.
Amen.
All Satan's apples have one.
Yes, sir.
So in Luke the 15th chapter, you'll find one of the most familiar stories in the Bible. One of the most beautiful stories in all literature, the story of the prodigal son. And if God will give me strength, I will show you by illustration, by scripture, and by experience that every time the devil promises happiness, he lies.
Yes.
And every time the devil promises that things will turn out all right, he lies.
Yes.
Now, I'll prove to you that everybody who ever depended upon the devil's lie, the devil's way, and the devil's pleasure, the devil's whim, the devil's plan for happiness and peace, found that they had been tricked, fooled, and deceived.
Yes.
Found that all the devil's apples have worms.
That's right.
Now read with me the 15th chapter of Luke, starting with the 11th verse. Jesus said, a certain man had two sons. And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would have fain filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat. And no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make thee as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and I am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, Bring forth the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. And bring hither the fatted calf and kill it. And let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. First, children, Satan does have some beautiful apples.
Am I right
about it, huh? Now this prodigal boy, he thought, it's just too dull around here.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do nothing without my daddy having something to say about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, young folks don't like the old days all the time.
Right.
Some old folks do.
Amen.
I don't want to stay around here and mock. I don't want my old man telling me what time I have to be home and what time I've got to be in bed.
That's right.
I don't want nobody telling me when to get up,
right.
What kind of company to keep, whether I can go to this place or that place, or whether I can't go somewhere else. I've got to get out from under my daddy's thumb. How many young folks have thought, oh, if I could just get untied from my mama's apron string, how happy I would be. So this boy said to his father, Look, Dad, if you're ever going to give me anything, give it to me now. When you die, I may be an old man of 30. And all my chances to have a good time will be gone. I don't want to have to wait till you die to get what's mine. You know, young folks think you're awful old when you're 30 years old. So if you're going to give me anything, give it to me now. So that father divided his estate between the two sons. And this boy had a good home, but he didn't appreciate it.
Right.
He didn't want to obey the rules.
Yeah, right.
He was always talking about, why do I have to work so hard?
Uh-huh.
You know, young folks, a lot of times they wonder, why does there always have to be seemingly so much hard work in the world?
Amen.
You remember God said to Adam in the Garden of Eden after he had sinned, Cursed is the ground for thy faith. Huh? He didn't say, I have a curse the ground as a constant reminder that you messed up, and that I hate you, that I'm trying to whip you, that I'm punishing you, that I want to make you unhappy and miserable, that I want to wear you out with hard labor. But rather, God said, I have done it because I love you.
Yeah, amen.
I have cursed the ground for your sake.
Yes, right.
And you are going to have to work for a living, huh?
Right.
Now, the devil probably don't make you work.
Mm-hmm.
The devil got some easy ways of making a living without working.
Mm-hmm.
The devil has easy ways of getting along without putting out too much effort.
Mm-hmm.
And the devil always claims to have a better way than studying hard to get your lessons. He said, man, you can cheat on your exams. You can put off studying and cram up before examinations. He said, even now you can go out and buy your lessons. They got them already written up for you. You can buy them. But he's lying when he tells you that. Huh? The devil always has some kind of easy way for you to get by without working. Some way to make a living by just being smart. Huh? He said, just a few pennies. A few pennies on the numbers, or learn how to pad roll the dice, or get yourself a couple of chicks for good jobs.
Mm-hmm.
You can make it, man, if you just use your head. So that boy said to himself, man, I ain't staying around here. Work my head off of my own man. I'm going to have me some fun. Boy, the devil got a good argument, too.
Yeah.
That's me, huh?
That's right.
He don't want you to obey the rules.
Right.
He don't want you to work for a living, huh? And this boy didn't believe in self-denial. He wanted what he wanted when he wanted it, huh? Here this at home, I can't have this, and I can't do that, and I can't go here, and I can't go there. I got to please everybody but myself.
Mm-hmm.
And mama has a fit every time I get high and fusses about me wasting money. And papa goes up in smoke if I stay out after midnight.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't have no fun around here at all anymore. Now the devil always makes the far country look beautiful.
Yeah.
He paints it in glowing colors.
That's right.
And the devil says, out in the far country, there's good rock.
Yeah.
Good rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
Good dancing out there. Out in the far country, there's that good wine to drink.
Yeah.
More beautiful girls to sleep with. No rules at all, man.
That's right.
And then everybody can do your own thing. Folks ball all day and play all night.
Mm-hmm.
They got plenty of money. They don't have to work for it out in the far country.
Right.
Boy, I thought, I'm sure going to try this thing.
Yeah.
I don't dig this old pokey way of working for a living. This old pokey way of obeying your parents. I'm leaving. And the devil agreed with this.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's right, man. You don't have to obey nobody but yourself. You've been denying yourself too long anyhow. Satan brought the same old guys, the same old lies he used in the Garden of Eden, saying to Adam and Eve, did God tell you that you would surely die if you ate of the fruit of this tree of the knowledge of good and evil? You ain't going to die. God just don't want you to have any fun.
That's right.
He just don't want you to enjoy all that good food that's here. Besides, he knows it'll make you smart as he is, huh?
Yeah.
Girl, look how those apples shine.
Yes.
Huh? Look at it. It smells good. How good fun and pull one. You don't have to eat it if you don't want to. Just pull one and look at it.
You're right.
Just drift into that thing, huh?
Yeah.
Just pull one and look at it, huh? Feel it. See, it's so ripe, mellow, and it sure does smell good.
Yeah.
And that's the way the devil always works.
Yes, sir.
He said, you don't have to get drunk. Just have a little social drink.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't want to embarrass your hostess when the drinks are served, or the gang is just having a short beer,
huh?
You don't want to be an old pokey.
Uh-huh.
You can handle it, just don't get drunk.
Amen.
Devil got some beautiful apples. Am I right about that?
Amen.
So he held an apple in front of this old boy's face. And he said, out in the far country, you'll have a lot of friends.
Uh-huh.
Not like these old square folks around here. Out in the far country, everything is on the ball. You can stare all night if you want to.
Yeah.
Boy, at the out-of-sight rock and roll, and the discos, and the pop parties, man, you'll have a natural ball.
Yeah.
The devil dangled his beautiful apples, and that boy left home.
Yeah, you're right.
And I want you to know this, too. This prodigal son had a whale of a good time while it lasted. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Any fella with a Jag or a Mark VI or a Fleetwood Cadillac and enough gas, if he's got money for nightclubs and shows, he can honk his horn in front of any girl's house and get some action. Am I right about that?
Yeah.
See, there's some pretty apples out there in the far country. Don't you tell your young folks that the devil don't have something that looks good.
That's
huh?
Right,
he does.
Yeah, he does.
The devil has some fine-looking apples.
Uh-huh.
They smell good, and at the first bite, they may taste good.
Uh-huh.
So this foolish boy went into the far country, and there he began to spend his money. There he began to drink the expensive wine. He wasted his substance in riotous living. That boy really had a time.
Yeah.
And I hope you hear me this morning. We had might as well face it. The devil is out to get your boy and my boy.
Yeah,
your girl and my girl. And he has every allure in the world. But I'll tell you this also. God got a good lot of characters too, huh? That's why I'm always fighting the devil, huh?
Uh-huh.
We got everything that the devil has.
Yes, sir.
I used to tell folks that nothing out there that we don't have here.
Uh-huh.
You like pot?
Yeah.
We got pot here.
Uh-huh.
Huh? Power over temptation.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You like speed?
Uh-huh.
We got some of that.
Yeah.
Salvation's power exceeds evil deeds.
Yes, sir.
Huh? We got it.
Uh-huh.
And if you like wine, you want to get high?
Uh-huh.
And you just drink some of the wine of the Spirit. Stay high all you want to.
Yeah.
Don't never have to come down. Ain't gonna never have a hangover.
Yeah. Right.
Ain't gonna get busted. Am I?
Yeah.
So, and some of the prettiest girls in the world in the church.
Uh-huh.
Huh?
Yeah.
So, but the devil, he don't show you that. Am I right about it?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Huh? But why should a basketball team draw more people than a gospel preacher?
Yeah.
Right. God has the right to a bigger crowd as the devil has.
Yeah,
we have just as good music, good Christian women are just as beautiful. And why should a church not have as bright lights as a theater?
Yeah.
Why should our gospel singers not have as many instruments or well-trained voices as those in the nightclub?
Amen.
Why shouldn't God's people enjoy the best?
Amen.
Yeah. Yes, the devil does have apples.
Yeah,
and they're shined up pretty and bright.
Uh-huh.
They have a glowing color, have a sweet aroma.
Yeah.
And that first bite tastes so good.
Mm-hmm.
And we must realize that the devil has a greater pull on young people than he does on us old folks.
Yeah.
But he's pulling on us all,
huh? Yeah.
I remember one night in church, a boy about 2 years older than me come up to me and talk about, "Reverend, I just don't go to dances no more." I looked at him. "You too old to die. Talking about you don't go to dances. Mother Nature and Father Time just took care of that anyway." He's bragging about that, huh? And if he went to a dance, somebody would have to carry him out, huh? And have a ride about it. But the young folks, they love to dance, huh? And Satan sure does have some beautiful apples.
Yeah, yeah.
That old lion, deceiver. The devil is bent on the destruction of God's people.
Yeah, right.
But notice this, that in Satan's apples, they do really have worms.
Mm-hmm.
It says this young man went into a far country and there wasted his substance with riotous liquor. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land.
Yeah.
And he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his field to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. You see, when he bit down into that apple, he found the one.
Yes.
Am I right?
Amen.
You see, and that's what you always find when you bite into the devil's apple.
Right.
And sometimes when you bite into the devil's apple, you might find a half a worm.
Yeah.
You know what that means.
Yes.
You've already swallowed half of it.
Yeah.
And this is no joke when you apply it to sin. Lots of times when you bite in and don't find the worm, it's because you've already eaten it. You've already swallowed it.
That's right.
The sin is already committed, and you can't get rid of the consequences as easy as you thought you might. You find out that the devil has lied to you.
Yeah.
When it's too late to take back some things you've said.
Yeah.
When it's too late to live over some things you've done. So with some of his young years already wasted, with his money gone, with a diseased body, with his dad brokenhearted and disgraced in public,
yeah,
and his mother crying her eyes out every night on the pillow,
right,
this old boy found that it wasn't so pleasant after all.
Yeah.
In the far country. And but all this has to happen sometime before you can realize that Satan's apples,
yeah,
do have worms.
That's right.
You may not believe that Satan's apples have worms, but you just keep on eating.
Yeah.
And one day when it turns bitter, you're going to find a worm in that apple.
Amen.
And Bible doctrine teaches us that all Satan's apples have worms.
Yeah.
Numbers 24 and 20 says, "And when he looked on Amalek, the prophet of God, he took up his parable and said, Amalek was the first of the nations, but his latter end shall be that he perish forever. The Amalekites were people who went against Israel and fought against it. But God said, I'm going to destroy them. They're the strongest nation in the world, in all the land, the first of the nations. But you wait until the end, and you find that they are not so hot.
Yeah,
you find that the Satan has worms in the apple.
Yes,
sir. And then the Lord told David in Psalm 37, 7 through 10, "Rest in the Lord,
yeah,
and wait patiently for him. Fret
right.
not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way,
right,
because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass." David, don't you worry about that old sinner. Don't complain because he seems to be getting along better than you are.
Amen.
You see, David had said, "Lord, here's a sinner who's making good money, having a good time, and ain't studying about you.
Uh-huh.
Huh? I'm living for you every day,
yeah,
and I'm having it tough."
Yeah.
And this man who is living for the devil is prosperous. But God said, don't you worry about that,
huh?
And he ceased from anger and forsake wrath. Set not thyself in any wise to do evil. For evil doers shall be cut off. But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth.
Yeah.
For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. So just watch and wait. Just wait a while, and you'll see that that sinner really doesn't prosper.
Amen.
The man who has plenty of the devil's apples, and who thinks they're wonderful, and who seems to enjoy them, just watch him for a while. And you'll find that every one of his apples has got some kind of a worm in it. Huh? The man who seems to prosper in his sin, he won't keep on prospering. That's what God is saying here today. And another warning from God that all Satan's apples have worms is Proverbs 5, 3 through 5. For the lips of a strange woman drop as a honeycomb. Ain't she sweet? Huh?
Yeah.
On her kisses sweet. And there is delight there is the delight of her arms around you, and the aroma of her sweet perfume, and her soft hair and skin, and her mouth is smoother than oil. But her end is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death. Her steps take hold on hell. Oh, yes, the apples of sin are beautiful to stop. Satan himself, when he sends his ministers, he sends them like ministers of light. He sends them like angels of light. Oh, how beautiful are the devil's angels. Young people, listen to me today. You and your friends are having nothing but some fun now, huh?
Amen.
You go the way of sin, you give way to your sexual passion. Maybe it's fooling around and making out. Maybe it's in the dirty picture business, or maybe it's on the dance floor. But wait. You just wait. But her end is bitter as wormwood. Some of them call it AIDS now. They got a new thing. Sharp as wormwood. Her feet go down to death. Her steps take hold on hell. And the Bible says that when you get right down to the core, that all of Satan's apples have worms. And then the 14th chapter of Proverbs has the same Bible doctrine, that all Satan's apples have worms, that his promises are all lies, that all of his good times turn out to be sorrow and heartbreak. Verses 12 to 14 say, there is a way that which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Even in laughter the heart is sorrowful, and in the end of that mirth is heaviness. The backslider in his heart shall be filled with his own ways, and a good man shall be satisfied from himself. Oh, my dear people, wait until you see the end. Don't judge from the beginning.
Amen.
Judge from how it turns out.
Amen.
Don't depend on how the devil makes it look at the start. You better see how God fixes it at the end.
Amen.
The devil's apples look nice. They smell nice. They taste nice at first. But you'll find that the truth, when you bite into the worms of sin, bite into the worms of sorrow and corruption and disappointment, broken hearts and hurting consciences and everlasting torment in hell. So after a while, this old prodigal boy, money was gone. And when money was gone, his friends were gone. Then there arose a mighty famine in the land. Notice how the devil tricks you. First, his money was gone. Second, his friends were all gone, and there was nobody to help him. That's the devil's way.
Amen.
He always quits you when you get in a tight spot. When you need him the most, he's not there, huh? And next, there arose a mighty famine in the land. And that was God's punishment on sin.
That's right.
Sin itself brought on punishment. The boy's money was gone. Satan himself is a wicked, unreliable, hateful enemy pretending to be your friend.
That's right.
The Bible calls him the enemy. So this old boy winds up in a hog pen. Long, long way from home. Hungry, raggedy as a 10-cent mouse and barefooted as a leather can't mew. Hungry enough to eat the swill that the hogs ate. And I've seen it time after time, haven't you, Brother Ray? People out there begging for wine,
yeah.
picking up cigarette butts mm-hmm. off the street. Am I right about it, huh?
Amen.
People living for the devil, begging somebody for a few cents
yeah.
to buy some Thunderbird.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yeah, yeah.
So this boy found out that sin doesn't pay. It doesn't pay him and it won't pay you.
Yeah.
So this boy found the worms in his apple. And when he found the worms, he threw the devil's apples away. Down there in that hog pen, he came to himself.
Yeah.
And you know, when you're eating Satan's apples, you never have a sensible thought. You're not in your right mind.
That's right.
Isaiah 1:18 says, come now, and let us reason together, huh? Saith the Lord.
That's right.
See, so you just never did really sit down at the table or get out on your knees mm-hmm. and reason with God.
Yeah, right.
If you ever had one sober, earnest, serious talk with God, you could have been saved.
Yes, sir.
You would have seen how stupid and wicked it is to go to hell in your own sin.
Amen.
This boy came to himself.
Yes.
No, a young woman at Fort Harrison came to me some years ago. She heard me preach and talked to me later. And she said, Chaplain Jackson said, I just hate God because he took my mother. And she cursed and swore at God and said, I ain't gonna never serve. Then she said, I guess you think I'm crazy to come to church every Sunday and don't believe nothing you say. I said, no, that's the first sensible thing you've done all the time to come and hear an honest preacher. Am I right about it? So she kept on coming until God moved her heart and saved her and gave her sweet peace.
Yeah.
Well, this old prodigal boy came to his senses. And everybody that comes to his senses will see that sin is a fake.
That's right.
That the devil is a liar.
Uh-huh.
And the yawning pit of brimstone burning hell is just ahead
yeah.
if you don't repent.
Amen.
This boy saw that God's mercy was free and started out to get some of it.
Uh-huh.
He said, I'm going home to my dad.
Yeah.
Back home, my father's servants have plenty and to spare, while I, his son, am about to starve to death in a foreign country. I'm going home to my dad.
Amen.
Look around you at the happy people of God, my friends. Look around you at the people that have happiness in their hearts. These are they that have refused Satan's apples.
Yes,
these are they who live for the Lord.
Yes.
These are they that stayed in their father's house.
Amen.
The boy said, I'm going home to my father.
Mm-hmm.
And he got ready and went back.
Yeah.
A lot of people criticized this boy. Sure, he played the fool.
Mm-hmm.
But who hasn't?
Yeah.
Sure, he was a wastrel and a prodigal. Sure, he spent all his money like water. He threw it away on women and poker and wine and song. Money that it took his father years and years to save. He certainly was a fool. But I'm here this morning to tell you that he didn't stay a fool. Huh?
Amen.
He came to himself
yes,
huh?
yes.
and had the guts to admit that he had been a fool.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us are the same kind of fool. But we just have never faced the facts, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You have never come to yourself. You've never said to yourself, I want to be saved, and God helping me, I'm going to turn to Jesus, huh?
Yeah.
This boy said, I will arise and go to my father.
Yeah.
And he got up and went, huh?
Uh-huh.
You might ask, well, preacher, is being saved that simple? I tell you, it's even simpler than that,
yes,
huh?
Sir.
It can be done quicker than these words can be said. The boy arose and came to his father. If in your heart you will say, I admit that sin is a wicked business. I admit that it's all a fake. I can see that it doesn't pay. I'm going to throw away the devil's apples and turn to God. And the Lord will give you his fruit right now. And God's fruit, how sweet it is. It's sweet at the first bite. And sweeter at the last. And a million years from now, it will be getting better and better and better and sweeter and sweeter. And then, there's one last word before I close. This father had more than the devil could ever give. The father had everything good. Here's the fruit that the father gave this boy. First, the father ran to meet him. Fell on his neck and kissed him. The boy started to say, Dad, I sure played the fool. I've sinned against heaven and in thy sight. And he planned to say, I'm just not fit to be your son.
just let me live out in the bunkhouse with the hired hands that wash up on the back porch and live just like I was a hired hand.
Yeah.
But he didn't get that sin.
Right.
His father had already forgiven him.
Yes,
he fell on his neck and kissed him and said to one of the servants, bring me a robe for my boy.
Yeah.
His robe is too raggedy. Everything gets raggedy in the devil's service. Am I right about it? Bring a ring for his finger. That was the sign of sonship. He wasn't a slave. Kill the fatted calf and let us be merry. My son that was dead is alive again.
Yeah.
I can imagine looking in on that scene. Everybody having a good time. And I can hear the happy laughter of his friends.
Yeah.
And the father's soft tones as he talks to his son. I can hear the rattle of the silverware. I can hear the servants talking as they gather in the kitchen. I can hear the father say, son, you better have another piece of that veal that mighty tender.
Yeah.
We've been saving this calf for a long time, wrapping him up, waiting for you to come home. Can't you eat a little more?
Uh-huh.
And mama said, boy, how about another glass of milk? That boy is having a time.
Yeah.
And I slip up beside him and whisper in his ear, boy, how you feel now?
Uh-huh.
He said, I'm feeling wonderful.
Yes, sir.
My father loves me.
Yeah.
He's forgiven everything. My heart is satisfied. I've got on my long white robe.
Yes.
That represents the righteousness of Christ.
Yes, yes.
I've got on everything that I need. I've got a ring on my finger,
yes,
which means that I'm his son, God's son. I've got shoes on my feet,
yes,
which means that I'm clothed with the gospel of peace. I've got a message to tell.
Yes.
I've got the fatted calf of God's blessing, and I feel so good.
Amen.
Oh, sinner, come on back to the Father's house. Throw away the devil's apple.
Yeah.
And you'll find that the Father has everything good and sweet for you.
Yeah, yeah.
And every once in a while, every now and then, tell the Lord how glad you are that you let Jesus come into your life.
Hey.
Every now and then, tell the Lord how glad you are that Jesus is your Savior.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, tell the Lord how glad you are that He's your Father.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, tell God how glad you are that you've had your sins forgiven and been washed in the blood. Every now and then, I thank the Lord for taking me out of the hog pen and starting me on my way. Thank Him for making me throw away the apples of Sodom. Thank Him for making me throw away the devil's promises, which are all lies. Thank Him for fixing up the whole thing. Every promise of God is yea and amen.
Yes, sir.
Every promise of God is better today than it was yesterday.
Amen.
And it will be better tomorrow than it was today. The devil's way is an evil way, and the cup is bitter.
That's right.
The devil's apples have worms, but the way of the Lord brings happiness and joy unspeakable and full of glory.
Yeah.
May God bless you this morning.
Amen.
May God keep you.
Amen. That was good, Lord. Amen.